Welcome back. I'm Tom Hall. It's midday. I'm here in Studio A with our good buddy Jay Gwynn Russick, our theater critic. Good to see you, Judy.
Good to be here, Tom.
So we're going to talk about a show that's at the Dundalk Community Theater in Baltimore County. It's called Forbidden Broadway's Greatest Hits. So what is Forbidden Broadway? Didn't know that there was anything that was forbidden on Broadway.
Well, Forbidden Broadway is a musical review that parodies Broadway musicals. It started out in 1982. It was created by a man named Gerard Alessandrini. He was an out-of-work actor. He'd always written parodies. He had always written parodies, though. He was a theater lover as well as an out-of-work actor, and I think there are a lot of those, too. And he'd done these parodies for fun, and it was kind of a hobby, and a friend suggested that he turn the parodies into a cabaret act, that it might help him get exposure as an actor. I interviewed Alessandrini at the time of Forbidden Broadway's 10th anniversary. He told me, "It is very ironic that Forbidden Broadway has become something rather conventional and institutional, which is sort of what we were knocking in the beginning." So, how conventional? How institutional? Well, it received a Tony Award for Excellence in Theater in 2006. The latest incarnation is actually going to Broadway this summer. It'll include parodies of shows that opened or are about to open this season. The most recent show...
So it's up to date, that's
yes.
for sure.
Oh, yeah. The most recent show in Dundalk's Greatest Hits version is Spamalot, but it also has spoofs of Fiddler on the Roof and Chorus Line and Hello, Dolly. It can be performed by as few as 4 actors. Dundalk is using 7. They are accompanied on stage by keyboard player Charlotte Evans Crowley, and she is very good. Her hands are never off the ivories. This is Dundalk Community Theater's 50th anniversary season, and several of the shows that are parodied in Forbidden Broadway have been produced in full at Dundalk. Annie, Into the Woods, Mamma Mia, which was the best-selling show in Dundalk's history. So, like those shows, most of the shows parodied will be familiar to even casual theatergoers, so you don't have to be a musical theater aficionado to have fun at this show. But if you are, it's even more fun.
Yeah, well, good for them. Dundalk Community Theater celebrating 50 years. That's no small feat to stick around that long. So I would think that obviously if there's 7 people in the cast, all these actors, they're parodying all these different musicals, they got to be pretty versatile, each one of them. So how versatile is this cast at Dundalk Community
Theater?
Well,
it does help that there are 7 instead of just 4.
Mm-hmm.
They're directed by Joey Hellman. Not everybody is equally skilled at everything. Some of the lyrics got lost, which is very unfortunate because the cleverness of these lyrics is one of the best things about the show, as you can imagine. I'll mention a few actors who are pretty adept at a wide range of characters. Kendra Kaiser plays everybody from Annie to Carol Channing. I should say that she's playing...
That's a bit of a range, isn't it?
Exactly. But she's playing an Annie who is way, way, way over the hill. She comes out walking like a stevedore and smoking a cigarette. And instead of "The sun'll come up tomorrow," she sings, "I'm 30 years old tomorrow." Kaiser has the presence and the vocal strength to carry this off. Ryan Garby does a good job with characters ranging from Sweeney Todd, the demon barber, to a cat in, what else? Cats. Sweeney Todd shows up in a section on Stephen Sondheim. It includes an audience sing-along. Garby, as Sweeney, stands next to a poster with the lyrics that he points out using his bloody razor. Sondheim, by the way, was said to have been a fan of Forbidden Broadway. High praise.
Yeah.
I also want to mention an
imitation
actor.
Is the highest form of
course,
flattery.
Of course.
Right.
I want to mention Tom Wyatt. He plays Sondheim, as well as Hairspray's Edna Turnblad. First is played by Harvey Fierstein on stage, and then he mimics John Travolta in the movie. But his funniest moment is as Jean Valjean in Les Misérables. He complains in song about Valjean's high notes. Let's listen.
God, it's hard. This song's too high. Pity me. Change the key. Bring it down.
love it. It's not reminiscent of Sam, the pants is too long. Remember that one?
Yes,
that,
yes.
The Red Skelton used to do that thing. Now this one, it's too high. That's terrific. That's Tom Wyatt in Dundalk Community Theater's production of Forbidden Broadway's Greatest Hits. So what about you, Judy? Do you have any favorites in this one? Favorite parody?
Well, I have seen several Forbidden Broadway incarnations, but Annie, the spoof of Annie, remains a favorite of mine. More than a half dozen songs from Les Mis get spoofed. My favorite part of the Les Mis parody, besides what we just heard, is the way the actors sort of scurry around in a really wide circle as if they're on the turntable in Les Mis. There's one really odd parody that didn't quite work for me, and that's Spamalot. There are just too many layers of parody going on there. Spamalot parodies.
Well, Spamalot itself
is a parody. Exactly.
You're parodying a parody.
That's exactly what it is. It's parodying Monty Python and the Holy Grail, and the movie is parodying the King Arthur legend. So, yeah, it's a spoof of a spoof of a spoof. Way too many layers. But getting back to favorites, the parody of Wicked turns the big solo sung by Elphaba, the Wicked Witch of the West, from defying gravity to defying subtlety. In 2007, I interviewed Stephen Schwartz, who wrote the score for Wicked, and he told me he was enormously delighted that Wicked was included in Forbidden Broadway. He considered it a tribute. I brought a clip of Casey Lane singing Defying Subtlety. This is in the Dundalk production. She's playing actress Idina Menzel, playing Elphaba. Let's listen.
That stuff, Defying Subtlety. That's Casey Lane singing in Forbidden Broadway's Greatest Hits. It's at the Dundalk Community Theater. So, Judy, you mentioned that this is the theater's 50th anniversary. Well, tell us a little bit about this organization. Share some of that history.
Very impressive milestone, no question. The theater was founded in 1974 as Dundalk Repertory Theater. The first show was Neil Simon's Last of the Red Hot Lovers. Forbidden Broadway is Dundalk's 178th production. And a lot of the theater's history is actually on display in a gallery off the lobby. Remarkable Exhibit is a collection of blueprints, set models, posters, photos, all of which celebrate the work of technical director Mark W. Smith, who has been with Dundalk Community Theater from the very beginning.
God bless him. That's terrific. Mark W. Smith and the Dundalk Community Theater. So you said that Forbidden Broadway is actually going to go to Broadway. I mean, how do you think it'll be received in New York? I mean, I would imagine it would be received pretty well. People know Broadway. They
exactly.
know those shows.
Exactly.
And they, you know, they'll get a good chuckle.
Yeah. And this is a brand new version. It's not Greatest Hits. This is called Forbidden Broadway on Broadway, Merrily We Stole a Song. And it's going to be more up to date. It previews in July. It opens in August. I don't know what'll be left to spoof after Forbidden Broadway on Broadway. Gerard Alessandrini, the show's creator, told me he does these spoofs out of affection. I'm sure that'll come through on Broadway, and it comes through here at Dundalk Community Theater.
All right, so a little taste of Broadway right here in Dundalk. Thanks so much. Forbidden Broadway Forbidden Broadway's Greatest Hits, we should say correctly, is at the Dundalk Community Theater, and it's there through Sunday. So next week, we're going to talk about a show at the Olney Theater, Judy, called Uvaz. What can you tell us about that?
Uvaz is a one-person show. It's the story of an Iranian Jewish mother's immigration from Tehran to California. It's written and performed by her son, Michael Cheyenne.
All right, so we will hear about that next week here on Midday. Thanks so much. We'll see you then.
Thank you, Tom.
And J. Wynn Russick's terrific novel is called Please Write a Novel in Letters. Judy has been the theater critic for Midday for a long, long time, and we are grateful for her reviews. We're grateful for you for listening. That's it for us today. Tomorrow, our series of conversations with the candidates continues with Prince George's County Executive Angela Alsobrooks. She's running in the Democratic primary for the United States Senate. That is a seat that is going to be vacated when Ben Cardin, who's been in Maryland politics for more than 50 years, will retire at the end of the term. And coming up Tuesday, Governor Wes Moore will join me for another Midday Town Hall with the governor. We will pose questions to him from you and from me. We have a new listener line here at Midday, our number 410-735-1616. That's 410-735-1616. If you have a question for the governor, give us a call and record it on that line. That's on the way Tuesday. And coming up at the top of the hour today, it's Here and Now. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
This is Baltimore's NPR News Station, 88.1 WYPR.